You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, various researchers presented an outline of the vaccination rates required to deal with COVID-19 to the government. I spoke to one of these researchers, Professor Sean Hendy, about the findings, as well as the state of COVID in New Zealand more generally. We discussed how vaccinations are currently going, where we need to get to, and whether lockdowns will still be needed in a vaccinated society. This week, we saw a bit of an alarming spike, potentially, in cases in Auckland, suddenly rocketing up to 45. I understand the Delta variant. If it reaches a member of a family, all of that family will generally get it. But the fact that we're still seeing large numbers of cases 6 weeks into a lockdown, does that mean that lockdown is not always being followed?
Yeah, look, I think we did see that very high headline number that this week. Really, you need to drill down and to look at where those numbers were coming from. As you said, you know, partly it was explained by a large number of household contacts testing positive. But concerningly, we continue to see unlinked cases crop up. And so those are the ones that are really worrying. And also, you know, as part of that very large figure, we actually had the largest number of unlinked cases since early September show up this week. And that's really concerning. That does show that lockdown is being less effective. It's difficult to say whether it's because people are breaking the rules or whether it's due to the fact that we've moved to alert level 3. At alert level 3, you know, large number of people actually go back to work. And so it is possible that some of those unlinked cases have been generated through workplaces as well. So if I was forced to guess, I would say yes, it's probably people who are moving between households. And we do understand that a large number of the cases that we're seeing are coming from people who have insecure housing and or workplaces.
That insecure housing you mentioned, given that for most of this year it's felt like we knew a lockdown was coming at some point, do you think there was adequate preparation for that lockdown?
No, I mean, I think this is part of a wider social problem that we're all very aware of. You know, we're aware that Auckland has had a housing crisis, and a large number of people do live in either crowded conditions or inadequate housing. And you know, really what's happened is our COVID crisis has met our housing crisis in this instance. And so, yes, absolutely. You know, we should have been doing more to deal with social problems, you know, in advance of an outbreak this year, which I think was probably inevitable at some stage.
How is New Zealand's vaccination distribution going? From my understanding, we seem to have enough vaccines, but now perhaps not enough people want them. Is that it's a bit broad, but is that sort of an accurate assumption?
Yeah, it's something like that. I mean, for most of this year, we've been constrained by supply. So it's only in the last month to 6 weeks that really we've had sufficient supply to really meet the demand for vaccines. And I think we're now at the point where, you know, the sort of the 80% seems a very reasonable level that we will easily get to in terms of coverage of the population. We need to push that up into the 90s, however, and it does seem like things have slowed down a lot. So we've got to reach that remaining 20% of people. You know, I don't think all of those people will necessarily be opposed to being vaccinated. I suspect there's a lot of them that are just got other things going on in their lives, and this is not necessarily the highest priority for them. You can kind of see that in Auckland, where we are currently being affected by an outbreak, and so it is on people's minds that rates have been quite high here. So it's a matter of getting those vaccines to people in a way that you know, doesn't interfere with the rest of their lives, that they can get easy access to these vaccines. They can get vaccinated at a time that suits them, and I think we can get into the 90s.
A lot of countries have faced this barrier, a bit of a big slowdown after an initially high rates of vaccinations. And as New Zealand was a few months behind a lot of these other countries, should we have seen this coming, and did we prepare enough for it, this slowdown in vaccination rates?
Yeah, I think it has been, you know, it's always difficult to know how this will go. And I actually think earlier this year, probably the government was a bit more pessimistic as to how well the vaccination program would go. We also, you know, Delta has been a bit of a surprise. Delta really changed the game. I think if we'd been dealing with the Alpha variant or the wild type variant that we had last year, you know, the vaccination rates that we've got at the moment would be sufficient to achieve population immunity. However, Delta really has changed that. It's so much more transmissible, and that means you need higher rates. And I think it has caught many countries by surprise, including us. We probably had a good plan in the first 6 months of the year, and then Delta has changed that.
And one final question, are you optimistic we are going to get to the 90% vaccination rate you're asking for? And do you have any idea when we could possibly get to a decent vaccination rate?
Yeah, look, I do think we'll get to 90%. I think it might take us till the end of the year or to very early next year. So I am optimistic about that. We've already exceeded expectations that, we're well ahead of the uptake of the flu vaccine, for example. So that's really good. And then that'll put us in a much stronger position next year if we can get to that 90%. So just the message is, you know, if you haven't yet booked your vaccine or had a shot, you know, go online and get a booking. The supply is no longer an issue. You can walk straight in and get a vaccine. And then I think the other key thing that we'll probably learn about over the next month or so is the vaccination of children between 5 and 11. It does look like that Pfizer will be releasing its data from its trials on younger children, and then our government may seek to approve that, its use in children aged 5 to 11, and actually that will also make a difference to those targets.
That was Professor Sean Hendy on New Zealand's vaccination rates.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.